How to choose your email marketing software. If you want to send mass emails, you need email marketing software. But how do you go about figuring out which one is the right one for you? Here are some basic requirements that you can expect of any email marketing software, also called email service provider or abbreviated as ESP. First, we're going to discuss really basic requirements. Every ESP should have excellent deliverability. The whole reason you're using an email marketing software is because you cannot send out emails yourself from a regular address and guarantee they will make it into inboxes and make sure it actually delivers on the deliverability that you need it for. How do you go about measuring this? Well, there are a couple of things you can look at. First of all, you can check what their anti-spam policies are. So what are they doing to keep spammers off their shared IP addresses, because spammers bring down the reputation for everyone using that ESP. You can also see if they have a membership to a whitelisting service such as the Certified Senders Association or the CSA, and finally just have a chat with their sales rep and ask what their deliverability rates are on shared IP. 7. If you're going to use dedicated IPs, figuring out how they maintain good deliverability on shared IPs will tell you a lot about this ESP. Now, just a quick side note here, you want to make sure to ask about deliverability rates and not just delivery rates. Deliverability rate is also known as inbox placement, so this means how many emails are making it into inboxes, whereas delivery rate just means the email made it onto the server and it could be in the spam folder. So make sure you ask about deliverability rates. There are a couple of functions as well that your ESP should offer you, so you can maintain your own excellent deliverability. One such important function is bounce management. When you send an email to an invalid email address, that will be marked as a hard bounce. Now you never want to send to a hard bounced email twice. Eventually these hard bounces become spam traps, and once they're spam traps and you're sending to them, that marks you as a spammer that can get you on a blacklist. So to avoid that for everyone, your ESP should offer bounce management, which means that when your emails hard bounce, they are automatically blacklisted, so you'll never accidentally send to that same email address that has hard bounced for you a second or third time. Segmenting and filtering are functions that are also very helpful for maintaining good deliverability, and that's something we'll cover in later videos. Your ESP should also make it super easy for you to comply with the legal guidelines around email marketing in your area. We'll be talking later about how to comply with the European GDPR, which is seen as the gold standard of data privacy, but here are some functions you need for legal compliance in many different places. First of all, you need to make sure you've got automatic management of signups and unsubscribes, and it's the unsubscribes that are really important here. Local laws governing email marketing all agree that your contacts need to be able to unsubscribe easily and quickly from your emails. If your ESP doesn't offer this, you'll very quickly get into legal hot water. Another tool that's key for legal compliance in many areas, especially with the GDPR, is to have a DOI or double opt-in sign-up form. You also need blacklisting options, so you need to be able to very quickly blacklist a contact and say don't send to them ever again. This is a little different from unsubscribing, as when contacts themselves say they don't want to receive your emails anymore. Blacklisting is when you say don't send them my emails anymore, and you might need to do this. For example, if a contact calls you up and says don't send me any more emails, then you say no problem, let's blacklist that person. So if the contact doesn't follow the traditional clicking unsubscribe, finally subscriber profiles are really helpful for legal compliance, because they show you when the subscriber signed up to your emails, what emails they've received from you. They basically give you a short history of all your email interactions with that particular contact. Let's now talk about what functions to look for to make sure your ESP matches your team's needs. So the first point may seem like a minor one, but it's an important one. If you have team members who speak languages other than English, you want to make sure that your email marketing software offers a user interface in their language and support availability. This will lead to a lot less frustration. Really important thing to examine closely is how do you design your campaigns with your ESP. So first of all, look at the editor itself. Is there a drag and drop editor that lets you move text and images around very easily? Is it a plain text editor, so all the emails just look like regular plain text emails? But you also have an HTML editor option for your more tech-savvy team members. You also want to ask about the personalization options. Now this can range from inserting simple attributes such as a name and location to having elements show up for contacts who are retagged in a certain way. So you can have one email, for example, that has a block in French for your French readers and a block in English for your English readers, and that can all be Covered in one email. If you have robust personalization options, you also want to make sure you can send test emails to yourself and others. You also want the ability to schedule the send time. Some email marketing tools might have even more robust options where you can send at the best time for each individual contact. That's a big bonus. Does your email marketing software come with templates for you to use? This will make getting started so much easier than building from scratch. And finally, is there an image gallery? So is there space for you to upload your own company logos and images, as well as other connections to outside images that already exist for you in this software? You want to look very closely at what sort of metrics and reporting options your email marketing tool offers. As an online marketing medium, there are a million ways to measure email, and you've got to make sure you have all of those at your fingertips so you can choose the KPIs to focus on. Can you see stats on emails? Delivered emails, open email clicks, and your click rates, as well as conversions if you're selling things within the emails. And you also need to make sure you can see when emails bounce. And then you have other kinds of stats, for example, devices. Are your contacts reading their emails on desktops or on their cell phones? Inbox providers, are they using Gmail? Are they using Outlook? What's the percentage breakdown there? And then finally, geolocation, where are your contacts located? Now let's look at some really nice to have functions within your email marketing tool. It's great if you have some advanced functionality as well as advanced channels. This can just make things so much easier. So can you do A/B testing on subject lines, on content, on other things? Can you send transactional emails such as your order has been shipped? Do you have marketing automation options? And this is the image on the left, and this is a really powerful tool. We'll discuss marketing automation a lot in the coming videos. Do you have access to other channels through your email marketing platform? So can you do SMS marketing as well and combine it with email marketing? Can you set up Facebook ads? Can you do retargeting? Can you do chat? How robust is this platform? Another important question to ask is, how easy is it going to be to integrate your email marketing tool into your other marketing platforms and tools? So can you link it to your CRM tools so you keep your contacts always up to date? Can you link it to your CMS, your website, so you can, for example, import blogs really easily? And most importantly, can you link it to your e-commerce platform? Finally, you want to look into the API functionality and documentation if you have a tech-savvy team who can set these up for you. So starting from the absolute fundamentals of deliverability and legal compliance, all the way to some really nice add-ons such as additional channels, plugins, and integrations, we hope you now have a really good idea about what to look for and what to ask about when choosing your email marketing software.